One of the commonest types of penguin in the Antarctic has dramatically declined in numbers. That's according to a new survey. Colonies of chinstrap penguins have fallen by more than a half across the islands of Antarctica. Noah Stricker is a graduate student and ornithologist from New York's Stony Brook University. He's been part of the study. He's on his way back from Antarctica after 44 days of expedition. He told me about the chinstrap penguin and what seems to be happening to it.
Chinstrap penguins are about the size and shape of a bowling pin, but they look like they're wearing a little tuxedo, black and white. They live mostly around the Antarctic Peninsula, so on sub-Antarctic islands and in Antarctica south of South America.
And there are far fewer of them now. How fewer?
We just finished a 44-day expedition to a couple of very remote islands in this area, the core of the Chinstraps range, that have not been surveyed in about 50 years. And when we compared our survey this time versus how many there were in 1971, we found more than a 50% decline in the chinstraps population.
Might they have gone somewhere else?
We know that young chinstraps come back to the same colony that they hatched in when they were a chick from tagging studies. So it's very unlikely that these penguins have simply moved. It's probably that the population has declined from increased mortality and reduced survival over those 50 years.
And how are you explaining that?
We know that climate change has hit the Antarctic Peninsula particularly hard in the last several decades. We can see from climate data that things have warmed up here more than almost anywhere else in the Southern Hemisphere, including other parts of Antarctica. So things are changing. There's less sea ice than there used to be. That probably affects the population of krill, which is chinstrap penguins' favorite food. So climate change, we think, is affecting the base of the food web here, and then that is rippling on up and affecting penguin populations.
Right, so it's about the food supply, basically. The food supply has diminished because the climate has changed.
Everything in Antarctica in the summertime eats krill. All the whales, all the seals, all the penguins, pretty much. And so if anything starts affecting that food supply, yeah, it's going to cause pretty big changes.
Now, there's another bird which seems to be replacing that chinstrap population.
Another species of penguin called the Gentoo has been colonizing the Antarctic Peninsula from farther north. This is the southern edge of its range. And it seems to be a little more flexible. If there's open water, it doesn't mind so much. It can switch its diet from krill to other types of fish if necessary. So being flexible seems to pay off when conditions are changing. And then specialist species like the chinstrap, which only will eat krill in the summer, those are the ones that are going to be negatively affected by these climate changes.
Noah Stricker, graduate student and ornithologist from Stony Brook University in New York, currently on his way out of Antarctica. He said he's just about to land in Chile, and one of the things he's looking forward to after 44 days on the ice is to touch a tree. It sounds very moving, really. This is World Update from London.